Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Here's that sleigh. Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
This is Christmas, the season of perpetual hope.
We are Santa's elves, building Santa's shelves.
Tinsel, not just for decoration.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny f***ing K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of f***holes this side of the nut house. Come on!
And I think you're beautiful, and I feel really warm when I am around you, and my tongue swells up. So, do you want to go eat food?
Good morning, Vietnam, and good timely greeting to you, dear listener. Welcome to our extra special Christmas extravaganza episode here at Play It Again, Kyla. I am your host, Kyla, and I have quite a few guests here with me today. This is our Percival family Christmas celebration that you all get to be a part of. So I'm just going to go around and let all my guests for this, however long this episode, I was going to say hour, but I don't know how long this episode is going to be, but Caleb's making a face at me already. We're off to a great start. I'm going to let everyone go around and introduce themselves. So let's say our names, our role in the family tree in relation to me, and our favorite things to watch around Christmas time, movies, favorite Ooh. Movies to watch.
All right. I'm Kyle. I am Kyla's father. And I like all the animated children movies. Is that okay to say? Like Charlie Brown Christmas.
It sounded a little creepy.
I'm sorry. Well, takes me back to when I was a kid. I like old Christmas movies like It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street. And I like a lot of the new movies too, but I'll save some of my commentary on that for later.
Top that, Caleb.
My name is Caleb, and I'm Kyla's favorite brother, her one and only brother, but the favorite one. My favorite movies are The Santa Claus, and of course, Christmas Vacation, and Frozen. It's a Christmas movie.
Frozen is a Christmas movie. Okay, I'm Michael Riley.
Let it go, Michael.
I'm Michael Riley, and I'm Kyla's sister. My favorite, well, if you've been on here before, you know I don't have favorites. I have favorite nothing. But I like Four Christmases, Christmas with the Cranks, Christmas Vacation, all the ones we're going to talk about tonight, and Hallmark movies. Mm. If you know me, I love Hallmark movies. Dad, what do you know?
Both of them.
Yeah, tell the joke, Dad.
Well,
what has 12 actors, one set, and one plot? 237 Hallmark movies.
All right, Niecy, you're up.
I'm Denise, and I'm Kyla's mom, and I love the Christmas movie Elf, but my all-time favorite is The Nativity Story.
What's your favorite color?
Niecy threatened us. We can't harm her ministry with anything we say in this episode.
And that disarmed it.
Yep. All right. So, and I'm host Kyla, and other than the aforementioned films, my favorite the films that have been mentioned previously, my favorite movies to watch around Christmas time are, Michael, Hold It Together. We're 3 minutes in. My favorite movies to watch around.
Your favorite movie.
Yes. My favorite movies to watch on Christmas time, other than the ones we're going to discuss later and the ones that have been previously mentioned, are...
Thank you for jumping it down for me.
For everyone, Caleb. I like A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish. I like to hate watch it. It's not a good movie, but it's really funny. Sorry, Laura Morano, I love you. What else do I like to watch around Christmas time? I like to watch movies that aren't Christmas movies. So I like to watch Star Wars and Where the Heart Is every Christmas. And that Texas brings Chainsaw. Me... I do not watch Texas Chainsaw on Christmas. I watch it on Halloween. Which brings me to my other question that I want to just ask before we dive into the meat of this episode, which is not a subject that I know a lot about, being a vegetarian, and I knew you guys were going to call me on that. So, but I wanted to ask you guys, what makes a good Christmas movie, in your opinion? Let's go around. What makes a good Christmas movie?
Same direction.
Yeah.
I think I even said it. Nostalgia takes you back to when you're a kid or makes you become a kid watching it, seeing the magic of Christmas, things like that.
Comedy.
Mm.
Yeah, comedy.
And Tim Allen. Excuse me, I wasn't done. I'm done now.
It just keeps getting better.
90% of this episode is going to be laughter.
One podcast.
Welcome to our family. Comedy.
Tim Allen?
No, Caleb likes Tim Allen. I like Tim Allen, but not as much as him. And, like, the heartfeltness, you know, it makes you feel all warm and cozy and fuzzy inside.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in the movie, you may have laughed your guts out the whole time.
You were trying not to harm Niecy's ministry.
No,
she?
No.
Niecy's got something she wants
to say. The Christmas
story.
We didn't talk about that one. Christmas story.
A Christmas story.
A Christmas story.
Ralphie. Oh,
Ralphie, you shoot your eye.
See attached picture of Caleb as Ralphie.
Okay.
The Grinch.
Niecy, what makes? Are we just naming Christmas movies?
Ones that we forgot. Go
okay. Niecy, what in your opinion makes a good Christmas movie?
If it'll get to the end.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I agree with Michael. I like the nostalgia part. You know, the cozy, warm part. But I like Santa. You know, I think any movie with Santa, you know, and
the Nativity does not have Santa.
Well, I know, but
that is true.
You are so true. But it has the one that's so much better than Santa.
Okay, all
and
right.
That's the reason for the season.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. And one other thing, one last question before we dive in.
The season Santa. Yes, the reason Jesus.
Yeah. This is we're doing great, guys. These listeners are happy. And now Chewy's joining in. One final question. What is the threshold that a film must cross?
There's reindeer in the yard. Hang on.
What is the threshold that a film must cross in order to be considered a Christmas movie? Is it if it has one scene that's set at Christmas? Do you consider it a Christmas movie? Like, what is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Let's get into the meat of that debate. What do you guys think? What makes a movie a Christmas movie?
Snow.
It could be snow. It could be Hawaii. I mean, I think anything can be Christmas. That's right.
Yeah, but like, what must a movie have in order for it to fall definitively into the Christmas movie category?
I like for it to be set at Christmas time, not
decorating
just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's Christmas decorations. It's Christmas time. The family or the children are going through the Christmas motions, like in Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
Maybe a dog barking in the background. I'm dreaming of a bark Christmas.
That's not even a pun.
No.
It is a Kyle Percival pun.
It's a dad joke because it was
in
a parent.
His heart,
he knows he's funny. Like, what does something have to do in order to fall definitively into the Christmas movie category? What does a joke have to have in order to fall definitively into the Kyle Percival joke category? That people
he swears he was cool in the 80s.
He does. When he was going semi-pro in East Bruton, Alabama.
12 years.
All right, so the way this episode's going to proceed from here is we're going to throw out some classic Christmas movies that we like to watch as a family, and we're each going to go around and say our favorite line from the movie and like what makes it a favorite Christmas film for us. Okay, so like what, I mean, honestly, there's no rules. Chewie's already dismantled all the rules by barking in the background, so just say whatever you guys want to say about these movies, but this is allowing all the listeners to hear what movies we like to watch at the holidays together. All right, ready? Let's start with Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, I love it when they pick up Enrique at the airport.
Blair and Enrique. The only time I've ever seen that done in another movie is La Fonda.
La Fonda. It's another favorite of ours. All right, Michael, why don't you guys, since you're already talking?
Okay, Christmas with the Cranks is one I have to watch every year. And this isn't really a line, but it gets me every time when he's had the Botox. And he's sitting there and he's trying to eat his Mandarin oranges and they're just like falling back out. And who can forget Father Zerbisky walking in to the tannin shop? She's in her bikini with her head bleeding and he's in a Speedo.
It's a good moment. It's a good moment. All right, Caleb, what about you? You got any favorite things from Christmas with the Cranks?
I can't remember the quotes.
Free Frosty. That was mine. Free Frosty. What about you, Niecy? Christmas with the Cranks.
Well, I love Christmas with the Cranks, but as far as a particular line, I can't really remember one. I couldn't believe he was going to cancel Christmas. What was the hang on?
The Hickory Honey Ham.
Yeah. It's never too early to start thinking about your child's college education.
But I just love the whole movie, the humor. And then, but at the end, when
it's got the heart.
He gives the cruise to Bev Shield.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. When he finds out what she's going through and they're going through. And
comedy, heartfelt, Christmas time.
There it is. It's all in one good package. And didn't we see that like on Christmas or Christmas Eve?
In theaters?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
That used to be a personal tradition on Christmas Day.
It's still a personal tradition for
Kyla. It's a Kyla personal tradition.
Wonder Woman 1984, here I come, baby. All right, y'all ready to move on to the next movie? All right, Elf. We all have lines from this one, so...
My favorite part is not really a line, but when the guy's trying to hail the taxi in New York City and Will Ferrell just steps out in the street and does his arm the same way. I've tried that. I love it.
Okay. Have you also tried peeling candy off?
I did not do that, but I have played hopscotch going across the walkways in New York
and
City.
Every time we go through a revolving door, yes. Mom has to do the buddy. What about Caleb? You got to have one from this movie.
My favorite, he's an angry elf.
He's an angry elf. Must be one of those South Pole elves.
Exactly.
Mom, did you want to go next?
Let's see. I love the world famous cup of coffee.
Congratulations! World
you guys
best
did it.
Cup of coffee.
And I love it. And I'm probably gonna butcher it, but I'm in my dad's office
and I'm singing. We never met, and you didn't know I was born, but I'm here now, and Daddy. And guess what? I love you.
What's the one more thing? The walrus?
The normal. Bye, buddy. Hope Thanks, you find Michael. Your dad. That's probably the
if
one I say.
Interrupted, Michael. I was about to say goodbye, buddy, but then Miss Loudmouth.
Y'all are witnessing Michael and Caleb's divorce play out live on the podcast.
The first. It would not be good for the ministry.
I think that bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad is the one I say most in life because anytime I say bye, my brain goes, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. I like Francisco. That's fun to say. What's the one of he's like, I'm sorry that I broke your something and crammed 11 cookies in the VCR. That's a good one.
Santa,
I don't know him.
Smell like beef and cheese.
You don't smell like...
You sit on a throne of lies.
You're Santa. What song did I sing to you on your birthday last year?
Happy birthday, of course.
I also... I don't know why this one gets me a lot, but I like it when... The manager at Gimble's is like being so, he's like,
yeah.
Code word, Santa's got a brand new bag.
Santa's got a brand new
He's like, 6-inch ribbon curls, honey. Six inches. And Joby's like, that's impossible. it's good.
It's a classic movie.
What about Christmas cheer?
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Four main food groups, candy canes, candy corn, syrup.
When he's sitting there and he's eating that spaghetti covered in syrup. Anybody ever tried that?
Probably. I'm surprised I haven't.
We made it at a youth thing last year and people actually ate it.
Did you really?
Shout out to Zan.
Shout out to Zan. American Diabetes.
Yeah, exactly.
Diabetes.
I also...
Wilford Brimley made an appearance in the podcast on the interweb.
The thing about Elf, though, is like we've all seen it so many times that we like find the most random things to find funny.
Uh-huh.
So like now when I watch it, like Mary Steenburgen's faces are like the things that make me laugh the hardest because I've heard all the lines a million times. But that's another one that it has.
I was just about to say, comedy.
Hard to go interrupting again.
Well, you're free to jump in.
Well, she was talking.
That's called playing off of each other.
No, that's called interrupting.
All right.
What's the next movie, Kyla?
We don't have a lot of heart around this table, but we've got the comedy in spades.
I got a heart for you.
He's coughing his heart up over
me. Half lung over here.
Half lung.
I can't see.
Cannibalism.
Man, I ain't got no pills.
No one listening is going to get any of this.
Welcome to the table.
But it does. It does have comedy and then it has heart. And Michael had this friend one time who I'll never forget. We were watching Elf, and once we got to a certain point where like the plot took the front seat away from the comedy, she was like, well, I always just stopped paying attention to this. So anyways, moving on. This next one I put on the list specifically for Michael and Caleb, although I do really like it a lot too. Four Christmases.
Woo!
You get to go first.
Yeah, Caleb, you go first so that Michael can interrupt you.
I'm surprised you haven't talked yet. I think you're by now.
The only time he ever talks is to roast me.
My favorite is the guy's brother, the wrestler guy.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? It's Tim McGraw.
It's literally Tim McGraw. But I can't think of his character.
Like, Tennessee or something.
He's got some crazy name.
Don't they make like Cheetos or something for the dessert? Or crackers and cheese?
Yes.
Dallas and Denver. Yes. His two brothers.
Right. And then the father-in-law. the new stepdad. The hippie stepdad.
Oh, yeah. But what's your
favorite line?
Line or part?
I don't memorize the lines.
Interesting side note, Mary Steenburgen's in this one too.
Yeah, Mary Steenburgen is in all the best Christmas movies.
What is it? Unfit Mother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a child.
Pat Yoakam.
It's Pastor Phil.
Pastor Phil's my favorite. It's Pastor Phil. That's, if you've ever been.
It's just hilarious. Like, you just have to see it. Hilarious.
I mean, it's also got a little bit of heart.
Yeah, it does.
Reese Witherspoon, you know, she brings heart to everything she does.
Reese Witherspoon's in, I love.
And honestly, like, this might be controversial to say on the podcast, but this is the only, like, Vince Vaughn movie that, like, I just, like, love him in.
That's true. I'm not a huge Vince Vaughn fan, but, and I wasn't sure how I was going to like them together, but.
They make it work. And you got a great supporting cast, too, mm-hmm. in this one. Robert Duvall, Sissy Spacek, John Voight, Mary Steenburgen, Kristen Chenoweth, right? John Favreau is in this too, and he's also in Elf.
Yeah.
So we're uncovering the conspiracy here. The formula for a good Christmas movie. John Favreau, Mary Steenburgen.
That's it.
There you go. Secret. That's all you need. All right. So for this next movie, is there anything else you guys want to say about Four Christmases?
No, I just thought of something that's going to be funny in a minute.
Okay, the suspense is mounting, Caleb. Thank you for letting us know. For this next thing, for these next two movies that I'm going to mention, what we're going to do is these are sagas with multiple installments. So instead of just saying our favorite line, I also want us to say what our favorite movie in the series is. So let's do the Home Alones. What's your favorite Home Alone movie, everybody?
Wow. I'll go first. I like the first one. I really liked the end where the old man that was so threatening looking at first helps him out, but all the slapstick stuff with the two crooks just kills me.
Pack it up, Marv. Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
I like the first one the best, but then the line from the third one is my favorite.
Go ahead and say the line, Caleb. Caleb and I were talking about this beforehand. This is one of my favorite lines ever, and the fact that Scarlett Johansson says it.
Well, you say it because I'm going to get it wrong. But
you go ahead, Caleb. You know it. You said it earlier.
I don't know if I get the wording right. Go for it.
Scarlett Johansson is talking on the phone, and she says, I got to go. Why she got to go, Caleb?
Because my brother slammed his wiener, or slammed his Willie again in the toilet seat again.
His thingy in the toilet seat again.
Yes.
On the interweb.
Is that considered a cuss word?
No, we're good.
Wiener's good. Okay.
It's not. Wiener will not harm the ministry.
Let's keep saying it then. Wiener, wiener, wiener.
All right, Mary Bella. Okay. You're a wiener.
It's a weenie.
I'm a weenie.
But it just kills me that it's like literally 14-year-old Scarlett Johansson being like, I gotta go. My brother shut his thingy in the toilet seat again.
And I will make all your friends mad. The Greatest President was in this movie too, by the way.
That's exactly right.
In Home Alone 3? That's Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 1.
No, it's Home Alone 2. Lost in New York.
Anyway,
you know why he's in it? Because they filmed it in the plaza. Yep. All right, Michael, what's your favorite?
I love Home Alone 1.
Really? Tell us more.
But Home Alone 2 is my favorite. And I think it's because he's in New York. And I don't know. I did realize the other day, though, the reality or the chances
of it happening. You just realized the other day that the chances of that unfolding twice with the same kid and the same crew in two different states.
I can't believe the mom went on to star in that other movie or TV show.
Yeah, that's Maura Rose is the mom. I know. I was giving you the chance to say.
It's okay. It's his sister.
Hey, Caleb, what's my name?
Michael.
Nisi, what's your favorite Home Alone?
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2?
It's my favorite. Yes. So, I like all the shenanigans.
Yes. I like the toy store in Home Alone
2. I do too. Duncan.
Mm-hmm. And the pigeon lady. She's my favorite.
Yes, I love the pigeon lady. And I'm like Michael because it's set in New York. I love Central Park. And those places. I love the way he takes clips from old movies and plays them to defend himself.
And
Christmas is filthy animals.
And the supporting cast of like the staff of the hotel is really good. Like you got like Tim Curry, Rob Schneider, it's a good addition.
What is it? You've been smooching on the cliff or whatever. Yeah. James Innick. Lip is like the doorman.
Yeah, Home Alone 2 is one of those rare movies where I really feel like it completely improves upon the first installment. Like, the sequel is better, in my opinion. But no one's given any love to Home Alone 4. It's not my favorite. Home Alone 2 is my favorite. But I do want to mention Home Alone 4.
I don't even remember it.
It's completely different cast.
Home Alone 3 is a different cast.
Yeah, but it's a different cast from 1 and 2 and from 3. And the parents have gotten a divorce. and the dad has married like a super wealthy woman. It's a smart house. And you talk into the little remote and you have to say open sesame.
Yeah.
And you can go into like this little hidden area. But I remember at the end, like his dad comes home and like they reunite and he goes, snowfall right into the remote and the snow starts falling. And I like the third one too. The line, the mean neighbor from the third one, I like her. And then she has a line where the premise of Home Alone 3, I haven't seen Home Alone 3 in a really long time, so I might get some of these details wrong. But like, he has chicken pox, so he can't go to school, right. And that's why he's alone mm-hmm. during the day. And he's like, I think people are going to break in. His mom's like, no one breaks in during the day. But it's also like, they're like spies, and the thing is in his remote control car that got mixed up at the airport. But anyways, his neighbor is being held hostage. She's been like tied up, and he goes in to untie her. And I don't know if it's then or at a different point later, but he asks her, he's like, are you okay? Because I have chicken pox. And she says, young man, I haven't had chicken pox since Herbert Hoover was in the White House. And like, that's just always stuck in my head. It's like one of those lines. I thought it was hilarious. I had no idea who Herbert Hoover was. I was like, man, he was president like 300 years ago, if that's when she had the chicken pox. So I had to give love to all the Home Alone movies there.
But in all of those, there's comedy.
And there's heart.
Phil, and it's all at Christmas time.
Yep, you're right. Sure. And I like the notion, maybe that's why the fourth one doesn't stick out that much, because I don't remember in the fourth one there being like a character that he thought was mean that he grows to appreciate by the end. I was just
about to say that too. In all of them, there's the scary, mean person that they form that relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Another set of Christmas, another Christmas series of films, The Santa Clauses.
Mm. Tim Allen is a genius.
Which Santa Claus movie do you like best?
Oh, wow. I guess it's two, The Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
Shoot, I like them all, though. I like how he could grow a beard in 30 seconds. And, I just liked them. I thought the whole shebang was great. And then he had a son that he really cared about and all that. And it's all good.
It's all good. Caleb, do you have a favorite Santa Claus movie since you love Tim Allen so much?
Was it the third one that had where he replicated himself?
The Escape Clause.
Yeah, and like the little plastic guy came out and he was squeaking.
Mm-hmm.
That one was funny.
And when they say ElfCon 4.
That was the first one.
Oh.
No, get it right, Michael. The second one. The second one is when
they had the airplane fly over and the music was playing.
Yes.
ElfCon 4!
Yes.
ElfCon 4! And all the elves. Running around.
I'm not well versed on the Santa Clauses, honestly. But I will say, Mary Bella was at our house the other day, and she said something about watching the Christmas movie that had some Tim Man in it. And like me and Caleb immediately knew she was talking about Tim Allen and the Santa Clauses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a staple piece for a lot of people.
I have a friend who hadn't seen any of the Santa Clauses until recently, and when we found that out, our friend group was like, what? And so he went and watched them, and he was telling me his thoughts on them the other day, and he was like, I liked them. I thought they were funny. The legalism seemed very unrealistic, though. Like, the notion that there would be these clauses. They were like, they didn't do a good job of explaining the contract when he signed it, and I was like, okay, buddy. All right. No one's going to laugh at that.
No, I'm sitting here thinking, like,
The very title of the movie tells you.
It's a what clause. Is realistic
about the Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Which is not as... Hey. You know what it's...
Together in his office, you know, have a meeting.
You know what it's not as realistic as, Michael? The same criminals finding the same kids going through the exact same scenario in two different cities.
I'm walking into that swinging paint can one
you
more
know
time.
That Piglet is a pig?
Yes, I did, actually. Hey, Michael, the Aster Bunny's in this movie, too.
The E's silent.
So, my favorite Santa Claus is Santa Claus 2. I'm a sucker for romances.
Same.
So, I love that he's got to go find his Mrs. Claus. And I always, as a kid, loved that scene where, her name's Carol, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that her name?
I think so.
He's trying to impress her, and he's like, his magic is depleting, and he fulfills all the childhood wishes of everyone that works at the school, and you get to see them all go back to acting like little kids when they get their Rock'em Sock'em robots and all the different things, and they play Run Run Rudolph as they're all playing with the games, and that just seemed like the most fun scene I'd ever seen in a movie. What about about you, Nacy. Do you have anything to say about Santa Claus movies?
Nope.
Not a thing.
Moving right along.
All right.
And what's next on the hit parade, Kyla?
This next one is one I put in just because Michael mentioned it, and I just, it's a Bad Moms Christmas. Mm.
Nope.
never saw it.
Come on, Michael. What's your favorite line from A Bad Mom's Christmas? And don't steal mine. You want me to say mine first?
Yeah, I don't know what my favorite line is.
My favorite is when the two moms are introducing themselves. It's Christine Baranski, isn't it, that plays Mila Kunis's mom?
It's the lady from Mamma Mia.
Yes, that's. And she says, "Hi, I'm Ruth," as in Bader Ginsburg. And Susan Sarandon goes, "And I'm ISIS," as in the terrorist organization. Killer. It's a great.
It's not a hilarious movie. Not good for the ministry. Hilarious.
Okay, before we move on, are you sure you don't have a favorite line from Bad Moms Christmas? Come on, Michael, you like that movie.
Okay, so when the mom says, "Amy, it's December 19th. Even the Jewish people have a Christmas tree by now." Or something
That is a good one. Hope this doesn't harm the ministry too much. Bad Moms. I laughed harder in the theater seeing that movie than any other movie that I can remember seeing.
The first one, though, is better than the Christmas one.
Yeah, the Christmas one, it's like they were just like, well, let's just get everybody back together and kind of sort of make a Christmas movie.
And make it as bad as possible.
Yeah, there's some stuff that Katherine Hahn gets into in that movie that's pretty interesting. Moving right along, straight from Bad Moms Christmas to It's a Wonderful Life, guys. What a segue there.
George Bailey. You gotta like him. Bedford Falls.
Are you just proving that you've seen the movie?
I love everything about
it. He loves that movie.
I know.
Everything about it. Bert and Ernie comes from Bedford Falls, New York. Love it when the floor separates. Love it when he says, "I'll lasso the moon." I love the whole movie.
George Bailey, I love you till the day I die.
That's right. That's my favorite. Is this your bad ear? Yep. I wish I had $1 million.
Have you seen that one, Caleb?
Caleb, you've never seen It's a Wonderful Life? We'll have to watch that one.
That'll have to be a family thing.
Yeah.
There is life outside of It's a Wonderful Life, Caleb.
It's a Wonderful Life. Y'all want to know my favorite fact? Go ahead, Michael. An angel gets its wings. You know, y'all know my favorite fact about It's a Wonderful Life?
What's that?
So the Donna Reed character, which is the one that says, "George Bailey, I love you till the day I die, Mary Bailey," that role was originally offered to Olivia de Havilland. She was supposed to play that role. But Olivia de Havilland and Jimmy Stewart had dated previously, and she didn't know if they could convincingly portray a married couple without it getting awkward. And so she turned down that role. She would later claim that she didn't turn it down because of the awkwardness. She turned it down because she had just recently had a child and she didn't want to be on set and away from her baby. But at the time, supposedly, she turned it down because she didn't know if she could pull off playing good old James Stewart's.
Never knew it.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
And when I watch the movie, sometimes I can see Olivia de Havilland in their role. You can see Melanie as Mary Bailey. We did a play version of It's a Wonderful Life when I was in high school, and I played Joe, the head angel, who's in charge of Clarence, which is a role that's not in the movie. It's like a star at the beginning, has some of the lines, but that was fun. I really enjoyed that show a lot. Anybody else? It also is the DiNozzo family Christmas movie in NCIS, so every year.
It's just so different than any of the other ones that we've talked about.
Right, it's not.
I mean, it
doesn't have as much comedy. Mm-mm. But it's got overload of the heart.
A lot of heart, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe Mary Steenburgen's in it either.
Or John Favreau.
There you go.
Doesn't fit our formula. But it's still definitively like the classic Christmas movie. I also like Miracle on 34th Street, the old one, Natalie Wood.
Yeah, yep.
Love that one.
You still watch it at Grand Ham, Mary Dawson. And White Christmas. Every year. I watched it last year.
When I went away to college, one of my roommates, her favorite Christmas movie is White Christmas. Gwen, if you're listening, I doubt you are, but if you are, hi, Gwen, I love you. She always watched White Christmas with her family, and so we started watching it freshman year, and then I watched it every year that I was in college. That's a good one. Any others that we've left off before we move on to our definitive Percival family Christmas movie? Anybody? All right. If you made it this long and you know us at all, you probably know where we're going with this.
But if you've heard some of the jokes that we've cracked, you probably think that we may be a little like them.
Yeah, it's true. But the definitive Percival family Christmas movie is undoubtedly Christmas Vacation, right?
Yeah.
How many times, everyone estimate how many times you think you've seen Christmas Vacation?
25 for me.
25? Dad, you've seen it 100 times.
Okay. 25 times a year? I don't know.
Yeah, that's more.
I mean, I've seen it like, well, all the way through, I think I've seen it twice this year, but I've seen bits and pieces like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. I've seen, like from beginning to end, I think I've seen it probably 50 times, like throughout my life.
Had you seen it, Caleb?
At least.
Like, had you seen it a bunch before you became a part of this family?
I've watched it probably 2 or 3 times a year since I was about 10.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the time that mom got the, like, DVD? I was so excited. Yes. She didn't realize that the
it
DVD
wasn't the
was...
TV version.
There's a TV version and there's an uncut version.
The non-TV version the TV harmed version. The ministry.
We had to watch the TV version.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We watched the TV version until we were teenagers.
Look, a deer.
Yeah.
That's what I was giggling about earlier. I'm about to tell a funny story when you get to that.
You want to go ahead and tell your funny story, Caleb?
So the part where he says, hey, look, there's a deer and flick somebody off. Whenever we were going down for our first marriage in Florida and I was driving and weaving through traffic, there was this butthole to my left. And Kyle was already on pins and needles for me driving. And I was going to cut him off and flip him off at the same time. I said, Kyle, look, a deer. And he looked and I flipped him off and cut him off.
I need it. You Clark Griswold.
Do you remember that when I said, hey, look, there's a deer. And you look, where?
You Clark Griswold. Daddy?
You laughed because he knew what I was doing.
I don't remember that.
He Clark W. Griswold, Cousin Eddie. Right there.
Look, a deer.
That made me giggle.
That made me giggle. When we get a Caleb giggle, we know.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's,
where's the Tylenol?
I've needed some Tylenol a couple times during this. I've laughed so hard my head hurts.
So,
I mean. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Michael, he just did, he instead of interrupting you, he stole your favorite line. Hey, look, a deer, Michael.
Hey, Mom, look, a deer.
But they had 9 lives. You just spent all of them.
My favorite, genuinely, though, is, why is the floor all wet, Todd?
I don't know,
Margo.
I'm going to get you a shirt with that on it.
Please, please. That's my favorite. What about you, Niecy? What's some of your favorites?
Some of my favorite lines?
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
That is Mom's. That's Mom's. Mom says it all the time. Dad says it to Mom. Mom says it to Dad.
Mom says it to Dad a lot.
Yeah. Why are you crying? What's Dad?
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow, my head fell into the carpet. I couldn't be any more surprised.
Dad's favorite is, you couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant. Grace, she died 15 years ago. Well, then why are you bringing her up?
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
The
blessing.
I love Lewis.
I like, I'm trying to think of how to say this for the podcast and not harm the ministry, but he's been bricks. Shouldn't say that. Sorry, rocks.
I love it, and a lot of people don't catch it unless you watched it a lot of times. But when Clark's trying to figure out why the lights don't work and Rusty's walking off, he's like, sorry, Dad, I gotta feed the hog. And rattles off his list of stuff that, like, he does not have to do.
One of Dad's favorites is, you serious, Clark?
Oh, yeah. Kids.
Get yourself something.
Real nice.
Yeah. We made out a list. It's alphabetical. If there's enough left over.
I like whenever he's like, Clark, where are you going to put a big old Christmas tree like that? Bend over, I'll show you.
How dare you talk to me like that?
I wasn't talking to you.
We use this one a lot. I'm not sure if I'll have to bleep this one out later because it might harm the ministry, but it's a bit nipply house. Like, that's what we say.
Pretty
Hooter in here.
What? This is season to be married.
Oh, that's
my name. That's my name.
What is it? What is it? Look, Russ, no lies. What about just
barking for the, do that one. That's, you say that one all the time. The, when they walk through the employment history of their son.
Oh. I thought you were talking about when the dog was yakking under the table.
No,
he just yakking on a bone. Oh, he got it up. He's all right. What's your boy? Oh, he's training. He's in college? No, he's at the carnival. Last year, he was throwing tilt-a-dust whirl on our dust on the pixie whirl, whatever. But this year, he's going to be barking for the yak girl. You ever met her? A real nice girl and a heck of a cook.
Wait, Caleb's
got to
do his about the metal plate.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cousin Eddie. I kept getting it wrong. Kyle, you do it.
I'm all right till Catherine revs up the microwave. And then I'll wet my pants and forget who I am for about a half hour or so. You know, you hit me on this side, nothing. But, you know, you go over here and mess up my part, my hair just won't look the same.
Bingo. Bingo. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Or what about when he carries that gift in there to his boss?
I like
it. All 30 others. And yeah. Then he's like, I'm on a very important call. Give me somebody. Anybody.
Or, I like, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Kiss my. Kiss his. Happy Kwanzaa.
I was just about to say that.
I like when he's in the attic with the little pink headband and the pink goes like a little fortune teller watching the movie.
When he busts through the ceiling and he warms his hands up like it's a fire coming out of there.
Oh. This is not a line, but I like it when it pans out and the grandpa's in Rusty's room and he's looking up at like the swimsuit poster.
Yes.
Yep. There's a lot of good ones in that one.
That's one too that, like, the more you watch it, the more you pick up on, like, Elf, because there's so many different little lines and faces and things like that where it just pans and you see. Mama likes the part at the beginning where she's like, her eyes are frozen, honey, she'll see it tomorrow.
That is a great one.
I love that. The links they go through to get the perfect tree.
And then the tree is.
They cut the cord and it just knocks the windows out of the house. Yeah. I love it.
So, that, and then who can forget the squirrel?
It's a little squeaky sound.
Was the grandma's playing dead? Like,
go get my jacket and a hammer. What are you going to do? I'm going to throw the jacket over it and then hit it with the hammer. No! Mom, sit still.
And I thought Lewis just sit there the whole time.
No idea. No idea. Oh, that's
Grace.
We already did Grace.
Did you not miss
yes.
it?
Yes.
Did
was
I miss that one?
At the very beginning. Grace, she died 15 years ago. Okay. That one's heavier on the comedy than the heart.
Absolutely.
Right.
But also, like, that.
But, now there is part in
when
it.
When he shows up with the balls and the ball.
Yeah.
But Clark's heart is always for his family.
Yeah. Right. He wants that swimming pool.
He's watching those old home except movies wrapped up like
the whole
that.
Hawaii thing.
Yeah.
Every vacation movie, there's got to be an adultery scene.
But he wants to, he wants to install the pool because
for
he wants
his family.
And family time.
That's right.
And so,
you got to love Clark Griswold.
Yeah. You do. That's another one, like, not Chevy Chase isn't quite on the same level as Vince Vaughn because I do enjoy all the vacation movies, but Clark Griswold is like the one Chevy Chase character that like I love. Mm-hmm. You know,
Whether it's Europe, Wally World, Christmas Vacation, whatever.
Yeah. Europe less so than the others, maybe.
Yeah,
look, Big kids, Ben. Big Ben, Parliament. All right. Well, is there anything we've missed in our discussion of our favorite Christmas movies?
Well, Mom hasn't gone into depth about the Nativity.
That's a different episode. We're doing that as a full episode. Caleb, you gotta watch It's a Wonderful Life. You do. Also, next year on our Christmas extravaganza, we're gonna get Mama on here, even if it's just a talk about the Country Bears. Mama! I don't know nothing about. Can you say that a little louder?
I don't know nothing about no Country Bear.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
We can watch it again with you, Mama.
Yeah, well, I'll watch it with you.
It could be a miracle at the Mile 5 Plantation.
I wish everyone could see Mama's face right now. Mama's like, I ain't watching no movies with y'all.
Just want y'all to know, and this is about to be super heartfelt, but in years to come, when some of us might not be here.
Me.
No, it's not talking about Mama. But we can look back and listen at this.
Hey, kids, look, a deer.
Be heartfelt, Michael. Listen, we've been comedic the whole time. You be heartfelt to bring it home like a Christmas movie. Go ahead, Michael.
No, I'm just saying, how sweet will it be?
If you'll just let her finish,
I'll get to the end. Okay, but for real, to be able to look back on this and remember sitting around the table at Christmas time. Talking about all these movies and our favorite lines. It'll bring back memories and we can hear voices.
So what you're saying is you're glad I started the podcast.
Yes, even though it was a thorn in my side at the beginning.
That episode turned out good.
Mama said 9-2.
Mama ain't even been a guest yet. But no, this is what I started it for, so that we'll have these conversations to look back on.
So, dear listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our turn around the table.
Kyle's closing it out for us.
Sorry.
All right. Anybody got anything they want to say before we close it out?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I wish Cooper could say it.
Me too.
Politically correct. Happy holidays.
Good for you, Caleb. So, this has been Play It Again, Kyla. This was an extra special, one-of-a-kind episode here. But, as always, if you have suggestions of films you'd like to hear discussed, don't hesitate to reach out. You can find the podcast with the handle Play It Again, Kyla on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find me personally at @Kyla_Z_Percival on Instagram, Twitter, and Letterboxd. This has been Play It Again, Kyla. I am your host, Kyla Percival, signing off and saying, I voted for Andy Kaufman.
Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. Now it's getting closer, I can't wait. This Christmas vacation. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That house done on Christmas vacation. Let's go deck the halls and light the lights. Get a toasted fire burning bright. Give beneath the warmest welcome that you ever had. We're so glad it's Christmas vacation. And when the nights are peaceful and serene, we can cuddle up and do our Christmas dreaming. Peace and joy and love are everywhere. away. Kill it for